Last January, Delta Airlines allowed a passenger to bring a turkey aboard a flight as an ESA. That's an emotional support animal. Airlines are actually legally obligated to allow ESAs to accompany passengers with disabilities. Last week, however, one San Francisco-based airliner appears to have drawn a line by barring a passenger from bringing a so-called miniature sea lion aboard a flight destined for Hawaii. Now that passenger is suing the airline on grounds of discrimination. KLW's Ted Muldoon brings us this report.
Paula Boynton has never flown with her sea lion, but she's never flown without him either. So this week she filed a discrimination suit against the airline Linear for having prevented her emotional support animal from boarding a flight to Hawaii. Paula has owned her miniature sea lion, Sparky, for 2 years now.
I don't say own. Our relationship is too symbiotic.
That's Paula. She brings Sparky basically everywhere.
The salon, the grocery store, the De Young. Granted, I've never tried to fly with him before, but Sparky and I are joined at the flipper, as I like to say. So you can imagine, I was just horrified when they told me that I couldn't bring Sparky to Hawaii. He's a miniature sea lion, for crying out loud.
When Ms. Boynton says miniature, keep in mind that the animal in question still weighs in excess of 200 pounds.
Larry Blonsky is Linear's spokesperson, and he's right about Sparky's weight. Then again, male California sea lions like Sparky have an average weight of 660 pounds. So, relatively speaking, Sparky qualifies as rather miniature.
He was so small. I just couldn't bear to leave him alone.
Paula Boynton again.
So it was a super rainy day at Pier 39, and you know, I was down there watching the sea lions like I usually do, and then I spotted him, sitting there, all alone, away from the rest of the sea lions. And you know, sea lions are like crazy social animals, so I could tell just right away he wasn't gonna make it. There was something in his eyes that screamed, "Help!" So I lured him. Well, lured sounds a bit creepy. I mean, I guided Sparky back to my Prius with a trail of sardines. He basically imprinted on me right away.
Your Prius? Don't seals weigh like 600 pounds?
You mean miniature sea lion? Yeah, it was a tight fit. Sparky, he gives me so much comfort. I think it's because we both have so much in common. Small people and a family of giants, like me with my family. It's always been hard to measure up.
Paula comes from a long line of sea lion trainers.
Well, of course. My father was a sea lion trainer. My grandfather was a trainer. My grandfather, he used to say,
"Baby girl, sea lions are in our blood."
Since the late 1800s, the Boyntons have been in the business of aquatic circus. Paula's grandfather started the first amusement park in North America at Coney Island called the Sea Lion Park.
My grandfather was a legend in his day. He was very innovative.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the sea lion has a biting force of 3,250 pounds per square inch. Watch in amazement as I place my full arm inside this creature's mouth.
Yeah, he lost his right hand that day. But that's show business. He just became more reliant on sea lions to help him around the house. Strengthened his bond, really.
Today, the Boyntons are moguls in the lotion industry.
Have you tried our product? Sea lion lotion? My dad invented it in the 80s. Just look at my feet. See? No calluses. Lotion just dissolves them off. It's so versatile. It's very popular as an industrial solvent, you know. When I think about everything sea lions have done for my family over the years, I'm sorry. I'm getting choked up.
Sparky is more than a pet for Paula. He connects her with her family's legacy. Paula claims that Linear's decision regarding Sparky violates the Air Carrier Access Act of 1986, or ACAA, which states,
"Carriers shall permit a service animal to accompany a qualified individual with a disability in any seat in which the person sits, unless the animal obstructs an aisle or other area that must remain unobstructed in order to facilitate an emergency evacuation."
Oh yeah, I just couldn't do it without Sparky. Just couldn't go on.
Paula claims that being separated from Sparky causes her extreme emotional distress and constitutes a disability.
Don't take my word for it. I consulted with a medical professional. I found him on the internets.
But her distress aside, Linear defends their decision on the basis that Sparky could not fit on Paula's lap and therefore would create unsafe evacuation conditions in case of an emergency landing. Paula had this to add.
That's bull****. I fit Sparky in my Prius. I sure as hell could have fit him on my lap. Plus, there were open seats on the flight.
Which complies with the ACAA.
If a service animal cannot be accommodated at the seat location of the qualified individual with a disability whom the animal is accompanying, the carrier shall offer the passenger the opportunity to move with the animal to a seat location, if present on the aircraft, where the animal can be accommodated.
So on a flight with open seats, Sparky may deserve a spot, legally speaking. And as for those safety concerns?
I don't buy this emergency evacuation line for a second. We were flying to Hawaii. If we crashed, it would be in the ocean. And if that happened, people would be praying he was on board. With his training, Sparky would be the frickin' Simon Birch of sea lions.
Larry Blonsky of Linear rattled off a number of reasons why a sea lion can't come on a plane.
This may come as a surprise, but there is, in fact, very little research on the effects of altitude on sea lions, such as what if the recycled air were to dry out the animal's skin? We can't have our attendants running a bucket brigade of complimentary water cups for the duration of the flight.
Ultimately, he only had this to say in response to the lawsuit.
Look, it's simple, really. Our argument is that it's a sea lion.
So where will this all go? Only time will tell. The future is uncertain. For Cross Currents, I'm Ted Muldoon. Sea lion, sea lion, sea lion, sea lion. Sea lion woman, she lion, she drink coffee, she lion, she drink tea, she lion, and rooster crow, she lion, sea lion woman, she lion. She drink coffee.